12:15 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies with a high of 90. Tonight, 80% chance for showers with a low of 72. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield police responded to two accidents over the past 3 days. On Friday afternoon, at approximately 4:05, officers responded to a two-vehicle crash at the intersection of West Delaware and Southwest 11th Streets. Police say 22-year-old Xenia resident Kirsten N. Workman attempted to make a left turn from the south lane in a 2014 Ford. She struck a 2004 Saturn driven by 26-year-old Fairfield resident Cobra M. Scott. Workman was cited for improper lane usage. While speaking with Scott, officers detected the odor of alcohol, and he submitted to a portable breath test that indicated the presence of alcohol. He was also driving on a revoked license and had no insurance on the vehicle. Scott was transported to the Wayne County Jail, where he tested .113 on the state breathalyzer machine. He was lodged in jail for driving on a revoked license and aggravated DUI. Scott was held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. Officers responded to a single-vehicle accident yesterday morning in the alley behind the 600 blocks of West Main and West Delaware Streets. At approximately 10:40, 45-year-old Fairfield resident Jacob D. Whitwer was eastbound in the alley in a 2005 Pontiac, and he struck an electric pole guy wire, causing the vehicle to turn on its side. Whitwer refused medical treatment, and he was cited for driving without insurance. Wayne County deputies responded to a single-vehicle accident near the New Hope Curve early Saturday morning. According to police reports, at approximately 12:25, 22-year-old Carmyle resident Skyler G. Harrelson was westbound on Highway 45 in a 2010 Chevy Camaro. He ran off the left side of the road while navigating the curve, crossed a county road, and came to rest roughly 50 feet off the road in brush. Police say he had blood on his face from striking the steering wheel during the crash, and there was a strong odor of alcohol coming from the car. Harrelson refused treatment from Wayne County EMS, and deputies saw an open beer can and a 30-pack of beer on the floorboard. Harrelson said he had drunk 6 beers, and he was taken to the Wayne County Jail after a field sobriety test. He blew a .216 on the state breath test at the jail. Harrelson was arrested and released after posting bond. A tow truck was called to the crash scene, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. Harrelson was also cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. More news next.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
Make a big bang this 4th of July with the best price and quality fireworks in the tri-state for 40 years. TNT Black Cat Fireworks. Check out the Black Cat 500 gram Color Wars. The new Black Cat 5 and 6 inch mortars. Over 100 varieties of 500 gram cakes and 200 gram items in stock. 36 inch sparklers. Follow us on Facebook. TNT Sporting Goods and Black Cat Fireworks. East Mount Carmel, Indiana. Open 8:30 to 8:30, 7 days a week. And now accepting debit and credit cards. Just cross that bridge into East Mount Carmel, Indiana and follow the signs.
In other news, Fairfield police arrested 42-year-old Fairfield resident Bobby W. Cottrell last night on a Wayne County warrant for aggravated criminal sexual abuse. Officers conducted a traffic stop and also found Cottrell to have a suspended license. He was taken into custody and transported to the Wayne County Jail, pending the posting of $1,020 bond. 41-year-old McLeansboro resident Joshua A. Bell was arrested yesterday morning by Wayne County deputies on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. He was held pending the posting of bond. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who have damaged mailboxes recently, including at least 8 reported in the Boogerville area. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. The Wabash Valley College TRIO Student Support Services Program has awarded participation grants to 11 students, including Noah Bell, Andrew Cusick, Emily Evans, Joseph Gill, Bryce Klingler, Sela Lashbrook, Josie Rice, Mary Lee Snyder, Alexia Swift, Caitlin Wagner, and Samantha Wilson. To receive the grant, students must attend the Learning to Succeed seminars, held 2 days at the beginning of each academic year, and complete 2 classes offered by TRIO SSS. Students who wish to remain eligible for the grant must attend at least 2 workshops each year, meet a minimum GPA and completion hour requirement, write an essay, and complete the SSSPG application. Wayne County Farm Bureau Manager Doug Anderson says some farmers are still working on finishing their wheat harvests, and he says yields have been a mixed bag thus far.
Wheat harvest progressing fairly well, I think, in this part of the state. Wheat yields, I think, are mixed. I think some farmers have seen some fairly decent yields, and others are average to slightly below average. So I did hear from an agronomist further south in Illinois who saw some frost damage in some wheat fields from this winter. So we'll have to wait and see exactly what the wheat yield turns out to be here in the next few weeks, but hopefully it's good numbers.
Anderson also spoke on the need for rain this summer, as before this past weekend, we had recorded 1.25 inches at the radio station in June.
You know, we started off the planting season with some mild weather conditions, and quite a bit of rain. I think the month of May was fairly wet for most farmers. They were able to get some work done in April, and then, of course, June picked up. But once the heat turned on, we got up in the 80s, that corn really popped and really started taking off fairly quickly. But yeah, we could definitely use a good 1.5 inches pretty much every single week from now until through harvest would be great.
We recorded 0.92 inches over the weekend, and more rain is in the forecast for tonight and tomorrow. Appearing on Morning Coffee last week, Anderson said this year's harvest is especially important as farmers look to recover from last year. He also says the ag industry is still having issues with trade deals with China, as soybean prices in particular remain low. 2 people were sentenced to prison in Edwards County Circuit Court on Friday by Judge Michael Valentine. 27-year-old Wayne County resident Michael Thomason faced 2 counts of residential burglary. He was sentenced to 7 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections for each count, though the sentences will be served concurrently. He was also sentenced to 2 years of mandatory supervision upon his release, or MSR. Thomason was credited with 58 days served in jail, and 2 other counts against him were dismissed per his plea. He was also ordered to pay restitution to the victims. Edwards County State's Attorney Eric St. Ledger prosecuted the case, and defense attorney Jason Barnhart represented Thomason. 20-year-old Grayville resident Erica D. Bailey was sentenced to 2 years in the IDOC, to be followed by 4 years of MSR. She had previously pleaded guilty to a count of domestic battery and was found to have violated her probation. Bailey was credited with 54 days served in jail, and the sentence will run concurrently with a separate one from White County Circuit Court. State's Attorney St. Ledger prosecuted the case, and public defender Brian Schinkel represented Bailey. Ag producers who have not yet enrolled in the Agriculture Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage programs for 2020 must do so by tomorrow. Program elections for the 2020 crop year remain the same as elections for 2019, but all producers need to contact their local FSA office to sign a 2020 enrollment contract. More than 1.4 million ARC and PLC contracts have been signed for the 2020 crop year, representing 89% of expected enrollment. Producers who do not complete an enrollment by tomorrow will be ineligible to receive program payments should they trigger for an eligible crop. Contracts can be mailed or emailed, or arrangements can be made in advance to drop off signed contracts at an FSA county office. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 646 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday afternoon and 15 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 141,723 cases and 6,888 deaths. Williamson County reported 2 new cases over the weekend to reach 104, according to coronavirus.illinois.gov, and Massac County added 1 new case to reach 9. No other new cases were announced on the state website, leaving Wayne County at 12 total and Edwards County at 2 total. the southern region's positivity rate was 3%. According to county metrics at dph.illinois.gov, Wayne County's test positivity for the week of June 14th was 0.7%. Edwards County was at 0%, and Wabash County was at 12.2%. Members of the White County Farm Bureau are invited to a drive-through member appreciation luncheon on July 21st. A pork chop lunch will be served from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. in the parking lot of the Carmi Farm Bureau building, and members should enter the parking lot from the north side from Robinson Street. To-go containers will be handed through car windows, and attendees should stay in their vehicles. Cars will then exit onto South Locust Street. The White County Farm Bureau says members should RSVP for the luncheon by July 15th by calling 382-8512. IDPH Director Dr. Ngazi Azike says not wearing a mask in public is akin to playing Russian roulette. Kim Howard has the story.
Wearing a facial covering when around other people is one of the best things you can do to help prevent spread of the coronavirus, but some still refuse, says Dr. Azike.
This game of Ruskaya Ruletka is a game that is very risky. The stakes are high. It's potentially fatal. Let's not gamble with coronavirus. As we don't know who's infected, we don't know if we are infected, we're just taking a chance.
Zeke says it's everyone's social responsibility to do the right thing and adds that experts still don't know the long-term effects of COVID-19. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
As we head into July, the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office is warning the public once again about the dangers of fireworks. Because of cancellations and changes to many big fireworks shows in the state, spokesperson J.C. Foltz is concerned about backyard use, and he says fireworks should be left to the professionals. He also reminds people that only novelty fireworks are technically legal.
But you got to remember, a sparkler burns in excess of 1,200 degrees. You put that into perspective, that's hot enough to melt many metals and hot enough to turn steel glowing red. So any little instantaneous touch could cause a burn and may result in permanent damage or scarring. So snappers, poppers, sparklers, those don't require a permit. But if you want to shoot a consumer type of firework, or you'll see it on the package, it's 1.4G, it has instructions on it, you have to obtain a permit.
The permit process includes a local fire department inspecting the area where people plan to shoot off fireworks. The Illinois Environmental Protection Agency has opened the application period for grant programs worth more than $9 million to improve water quality in the state. The Green Infrastructure Grant Opportunities Program is funded by the Rebuild Illinois Capital Improvement Plan. It will provide up to $5 million for local governments that want to build environmentally friendly structures that reduce stormwater runoff into Illinois waterways. The EPA is also accepting applications for funding through the existing Section 319 Non-Point Source Pollution Control Financial Assistance Program. It will provide about $4.5 million to improve surface and groundwater supplies with improved watershed management plans. That's the news. Area deaths next.
Let your creative mind soar with the Graphic Arts and Design program at Frontier Community College. This two-year degree will provide you with a special focus in the Adobe Creative Suite, including Photoshop, Animate, and Illustrator. Students will also gain hands-on experience with photography, drawing, videography, and creating a portfolio. If you're interested in the Graphic Arts and Design program, call Frontier Community College at 842-3711 to schedule an appointment with an advisor today.
Built on dedication, Graver Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graver Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us.
The Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edwards Jones representative, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow is at 25,431, up 416 points. The NASDAQ is at 9,847, up 90 cents. Crude oil is at $31.50 per barrel, down 25 cents per barrel. This is Jeremy Smith for WFIW WOKZ News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 76-year-old Albion resident Thomas Boyd Jones died on Saturday. He was a member of the First Baptist Church in Albion. Thomas Jones is survived by brothers Wayne of Albion and Van of Mount Carmel, one sister, and many nieces and nephews. Family services for Thomas Jones will be held at Graceland Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 71-year-old former McLeansboro resident Stephen J. Woods died on Thursday. Stephen Woods is survived by his brother Richard of McLeansboro, two sisters, and numerous nieces and nephews. Private services for Stephen Woods will be held at the Veteran Section of the Oddfellow Cemetery in McLeansboro. Memorials may be made to the McCoy Memorial Library. They will be accepted at the Golson Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of local arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
And time now for a check of local weather. For the rest of the afternoon, a 30% chance of scattered showers, possibly thunderstorms, partly sunny skies with a high near 88. Overnight tonight, a 60% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Tuesday is calling for a 100% chance of showers, thunderstorms possible, high near 85. And looking at overnight Tuesday night, showers still in the forecast, possibly some isolated thunderstorms as well. Mostly cloudy skies with a low around 71. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, Wednesday calling for rain, mostly cloudy with a high of 89. Mostly rain and thunderstorms on Thursday as well, high near 90. And Friday calling for rain and possible thunderstorms in the forecast, mostly sunny skies. Friday's high, 90 degrees. Yesterday's high was 84, the overnight low 70. We recorded 7/100ths of an inch of rain here in the studio gauge. That brings our monthly total to 7/100ths. That brings our monthly total to 2 3/1/100ths, and our yearly total to 28.44/100ths. Currently at Fairfield, it is 87 degrees. We have 20% precipitation, a high UV index. Sunrise was at 5:32 this morning. Sunset will be at 8:21. Currently, we set with a 71% humidity, very high pollen count, 75 degrees and rising on our dew point, and our barometric pressure set steady at 29.93. Tonight's moon phase will be a waxing gibbous. Again, the current temperature here at Fairfield at the radio station is 87 degrees. Today's projected high was 88. Current time is 12:34.